The EPA is formally starting the process of reviewing whether or not to use its authority under the Clean Water Act to stop the issuance of permits that would be needed for the Pebble Mine to proceed to development. The agency sent a formal letter Friday to the Pebble Limited Partnership, the State of Alaska, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The letter basically informs them that the EPA will proceed with a formal review of the 404C designation. The EPA is quick to point out that the review is limited solely to the proposed Pebble Mine, and the agency will not consider other mining or non-mining related developments in the Bristol Bay watershed. The decision prompted State Senator Kathy Geisel to take to the floor of the Alaska Senate on Friday. The Republican says the EPA's actions will preempt a significant resource development project in southwest Alaska. Geisel stressed the proposed Pebble Mine would sit on land owned by the state of Alaska that has always been open to mineral exploration and possible development. She also called into question the justification cited by the EPA.
They are basing this on what they call scientific evidence. Mr. President, it can't possibly be scientific evidence in light of the fact that this project has not even submitted a permit application yet. And so there is no project. It cannot be scientifically evaluated because it simply doesn't exist at this point.
During Friday's floor speech, Senator Geisel labeled the EPA's decision as outrageous and unprecedented.
I foresee that this action, this type of action, if executed efficiently or effectively here in Alaska, will reach into the Lower 48 projects as well. This is federal overreach on steroids.
In the letter sent to the state, the Pebble developers, and the Corps of Engineers, the EPA stated that there is reason to believe that porphyry copper mining of the scale contemplated at the Pebble deposit would result in significant and unacceptable adverse effects to important fishery areas in the Bristol Bay watershed. In recent years, the Bristol Bay Native Corporation has called for permanent protections for the region. The corporation's CEO is Jason Matrokin.
Bristol Bay Native Corporation continues to appreciate the fact that the EPA is working to identify options to protect the Bristol Bay region from the risks that the Pebble Mine project poses. We've said all along that BB&C supports responsible development in the region, but the science has shown that the proposed Pebble Mine project presents significant risks to the Bristol Bay fishery, to the people, and to the local economy.
The EPA's decision to pursue a 404C designation for the proposed Pebble Mine also drew praise from the new bishop for the Orthodox Church in Alaska. Bishop David Mahaffey released a statement characterizing Friday's announcement as the next step in the process to ensure protection for the communities that depend on Bristol Bay. District 36 State Representative Bryce Edgman from Dillingham released a statement in support of the EPA's action, which he labeled as a historic milestone in the decade-long effort to protect Bristol Bay from massive-scale sulfide mining. The 404C process outlined by the EPA on Friday includes the opportunity for public comment from all stakeholders, including the Pebble Limited Partnership, the State of Alaska, and Native communities in the Bristol Bay region. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.